Our climate is changing too quickly for plants to adapt and survive. For every degree that the Earth's temperature rises, we stand to lose 2% of the world's agricultural yield. Scientists from around the world are this week meeting in Australia to find a solution. And to do this, they're exploring the wild side of food plants. These are the distant relatives of well-known crops like rice and wheat. Unlike their tame counterparts, wild crops haven't been collected and conserved in gene banks. Their diversity protects them from extreme weather conditions, as well as diseases and pests. Researchers are now tapping into this process, which could protect crops from climate change. Marie Hager, Executive Director of the Global Crop Diversity Trust, spoke with Tom Kongatz.
It's fair to say that agriculture generally has never been up to such a big challenge as it is now. Our world population is increasing quite rapidly. We need to feed another 2-3 billion. We need to do this in times of climate change. And the temperature increase on the globe is severely threatening agriculture. We know also that with the climate change, new diseases and new pests will come.
Farmers have been domesticating crops for over 12,000 years, allowing evolution to play its long and much-needed role. In fact, the vegetables you eat today may bear little resemblance to their former wild self. These original plants are called crop wild relatives, and although similar, they contain variations of domesticated crops that could help increase the viability of agricultural production.
Wild relatives, they are ancestors of the domesticated plants. So it is like the wolf, that is the ancestor of dogs. And the thing about the original varieties of plants is that they might have traits that we have lost in the domestication process.
What's a gene bank?
Well, a gene bank is basically a collection of plants. Gene banks can be different things, but what it is all about is to conserve the diversity of plants.
Why are we conserving seeds now?
We speak about conserving the diversity of seeds. And we have an amazing amount of diversity. Speak about wheat. We have roughly 125,000 varieties of wheat, 200,000 varieties of rice. And when we are concerned to conserve all of this diversity, it is because one of these 125,000 varieties of wheat, for example, might have the trait that we're looking for now or in the future.
Why would this help us against climate change?
These wild relatives that we collect and pre-breed, they can really be game changers and contribute to us securing our food in the future. We need to produce more food, more nutritious food, on less land, with less water, with less fertilizer, with less pesticides, with less environmental footprint. And we know, of course, that a lot of land, due to increasing temperature, for example, has gone out of production.
Could you give an example of this?
A wheat plant that has lived on a mountaintop for many thousand years. It might not look like a wheat, it might not give any yields, but it has survived up there in various climates. And it's then possible, it's likely, that wheat up there on the mountaintop does not need much water. And that's why we are interested in collecting that wild wheat, because what we need to do is clearly to develop plants that can give good yields without much water in the future.
What's the future for agriculture like if we keep going the way we are?
We know that the climate is changing. You certainly see it very well in Australia. The International Panel for Climate Change, they have said that for each degree the temperature on the globe increases, we will reduce agricultural yields with 2%.
Marie Hager from the Global Crop Diversity Trust speaking to Tom Kongatz. That's it.